This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, tasliman kathiran kathira. From Badu, my brothers and sisters, we have the hadith and the saying of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, who yaqul, kana rasulullahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يعتكف العشراء الأواخر من رمضان. He said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to retreat to the masjid in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And this is Sahih Bukhari. Itikaf is one of the greatest sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He would do this invariably. He always did that in the last year of his life. He actually spent the last 20 days, not only 10 days, last 20 days in the masjid. But to make itikaf in the last 10 days is the established sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ, and it is something that I strongly recommend that we all take the time out to do it. Plan it in advance so that you have the time, free time. Take leave or whatever you need to take. The biggest benefit of itikaf, the purpose of itikaf is to seclude yourself in the masjid for the pleasure of Allah, to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to cut yourself off from everything in your worldly life and connect with Allah alone. The time of itikaf should be spent exclusively in worship, nothing else. No chit-chatting, no joking, no hanging out with friends, none of that. Just tilawat al-Qur'an, zikr, and nawafil, and when you get tired, go to sleep, right? Eat less, sleep less, and spend your time only in these things, only in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing else. This is very, very important. Sometimes we go into the masjid for itikaf, alhamdulillah, our intention is good, but we go and we spoil the itikaf, because we end up with just playing around and, you know, hanging out with friends and talking about all kinds of worldly things. This destroys the quality of itikaf. So please don't do that. Make sure the itikaf is for the sake of getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only and only. Nothing other than that, right? Lots of ibadah, lots of dua, tahajjud, tilawat al-Quran, zikr, lots and lots of durood and salam on Rasulullah, and then reflection, introspection on our own lives. We ask Allah to give us an guide us to Him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa alihi wasallam, wa rahmatika rahim.